Thank you, Alan. And now the final roundup of stories, being a selection of the shorter stories making the paper this week.
Striking workers at Britvic's Norwich factory will take their dispute with the company to the Wimbledon Tennis Championships in protest at the redundancy packages they are being offered. Members of the GMB union will walk out of the Carrow Works factory on July the 12th and distribute leaflets at Wimbledon. Britvic Robinson Squash has been a sponsor for 83 years, and they are calling for a public boycott on the company's brands. Some 240 jobs are to go by the end of next year as the drinks maker moves production elsewhere in the country. Britvic maintains that its offer to workers is substantially larger than it is legally obliged to offer and reflects their years of service.
From mono through stereo and onto smart tech, a Norwich electronics seller is celebrating 50 years supplying top quality sound to customers, including industry professionals. Livestock were still being taken to market along Burr Street when Martin's Hi-Fi opened its doors in 1968. 5 decades later, the 8-strong business is still in family hands and continuing to evolve as the way customers experience music and film changes. Elizabeth Gould, whose father opened the shop and who has worked in the family business since she was 12, said that although the £1.2 million turnover business had evolved, its hi-fi offering was still at the forefront.
A team at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has been shortlisted for a prestigious national award. The Human Resources Operations team has been shortlisted for a People Management Awards by the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. And the Trust has been shortlisted for the Best Employee Engagement Initiative in recognition of the Know Your Staff approach to people management and the positive impact of their attendance policy.
We need to turn the rhetoric into reality. Those were the words of the chairman of Norfolk's Health and Social Care Watchdog as he prepared to step down from his post after 5 years. Former Norfolk coroner William Armstrong will leave Health Watch Norfolk after the organisation's annual general meeting later this month. But he said the organisation was more important now than half a decade ago when he became its first chairman, as the health service takes on new directions and challenges. Mr Armstrong said, "I think after 5 years it's time to step aside. But I think Health Watch is very invaluable and very productive, and over time a lot has been achieved."
As the countdown to Norfolk Day continues, we've teamed up with the new National Centre for Writing to run a competition asking readers to celebrate our county in words. "What does Norfolk mean to me?" is the theme of the writing competition, which is open to people of all ages and asks entrants to pen up to 300 words. People can write about everything from the beautiful landscapes of the North Norfolk coast to the stunning ancient architecture of Norwich Cathedral and Norwich Castle. They have the freedom to write in any style they choose, from poetry to a short story. There are 2 categories, one for under 18s and one for adults.
The city's biggest showpiece event has been moved back to lessen the risk of smaller crowds because of a clash with England's World Cup quarter-final. The Lord Mayor's procession attracts tens of thousands of people to the streets of Norwich each year, but the unexpected success of the nation's football team means the scheduled 5 p.m. parade was almost certain to be hit by the huge numbers watching England v Sweden from 3 p.m. Norwich City Council chiefs quickly realised after England's penalty shootout win over Colombia on Tuesday evening that they could not compete and have moved the procession to 6 p.m. It means that the match should be all over before the procession starts. The 5K road race has also been put back an hour to 5:45 p.m.
A programme of family events at the Castle Mall Shopping Centre this summer will have a seaside theme. The Castle Kids team will venture under the sea this holiday at the Mel Centre near TK Maxx. From Sunday the 29th of July until Sunday the September the 2nd, regular Castle Kids events will be taking place, including meet and greet sessions with characters from Captain Barnacles and Quasi from the Octonauts, Little Mermaid and SpongeBob SquarePants, as well as sea-themed craft workshops and face painting. Castle Kids also has collaborated with its sponsor, the Sea Life Centre. Each week, children dressed as their favourite underwater character will have the chance to win a family ticket to the Sea Life Centre in Great Yarmouth. For a full listing of all events and dates and times, visit the Castle Mall website on castlemallnorwich.co.uk/fun.
Two alcohol rehabilitation centre staff members have set off on a hitchhiking trip to Wales on a tractor. Claire Pretty and Emma Pawsey left Hebron House, a 10-bed female-only drug and alcohol rehabilitation centre in Norwich, for the village of Hebron in Wales. The 350-mile journey is raising money for a bursary placement at the house, which will enable a woman without social care funding to access rehab for up to 6 months. The two women are travelling with no money and by any means or mode of transport necessary. They're hoping to travel approximately 90 miles per day, and they must reach their destination in 5 days. Miss Pawsey, Hebron House manager, said, "It's really exhausting, it's very hot, but we've had a wonderful time meeting some amazing people."
That's just about all for this week. Remember, we're always pleased to hear from our listeners, and we will give you details of how to contact us in a few moments. We hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's Chatterbox, and we remind you that you received this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details. Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or calling 01603 765 365.
And 01603 765 365 is the number on which you can leave any comments or requests you might have. Or just pop a note in the wallet when you return your recording. To return the memory stick, just put it in the wallet, turn over the address label on the front, and pop it in the postbox. All postage is paid, no stamp required. Our readers on part one were Paddy Watkins and Ian Robertson, and the features were read by Alan Shirley. This edition was recorded by Eddie Elmhurst.
All our stories were taken from the Evening News by permission to Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. And remember, Your Norfolk will follow this edition. So on behalf of this week's editor, Peter Wilson, and all the team here at Chatterbox, it's goodbye from Pauline Goldsworthy and Mike Hutchinson. Goodbye.